So today is National Letter of Intent Day. Hundreds of players from across the country will sign the dotted line on their future college. It's a life-changing day. It's a life-changing decision. I want to talk to you about one player whose day is today, and that is Chubba Purdy, the quarterback from Perry High School. I'm not going to tell you where he's going to college here. That's not my place. It's his big day. But I do think, to give you an idea of what he's going through, I spent last night having Taco Tuesday at the Purdy household, and Chubba and I talked at great lengths. The entire interview will be up after he makes his announcement, because today is his day. But this will give you an idea, in the last week, the stresses that go into a 18-year-old deciding as to where they're going to go to college. This was last night.
And so I told my parents I need to talk to them about it and see what's up. And so we went to the airport after we met with Coach Norvell, and me and my parents talked, and I was like, I'm probably going to wait a little bit more and sleep on it. So that's what I did.
And your flight left early,
yes, not late,
of all things. On Sunday, your flight leaves early, where you could have used a bit more time to talk it over with FSU, right?
Yes, and then we get to Dallas, and we sat on the plane for 2.5 hours and waited on our final flight to get back home.
And we should add that they were delayed and had to spend the night in Dallas getting to Tallahassee. So it was a grind on them, and this started last Friday at the National Football Foundation lunch, where Chubba received the Danny White Award. They left from there, changed their clothes in the parking lot. They get stranded in Dallas. Their luggage goes ahead of them, and people think it's a glamorous. It's a big deal, guys. I'm not going to downplay that. But the journey that the family went through, and this is a different wired family. This family's got a very, very close-knit deal. Like last night, when I see the family dynamic of dad and mom who's wiping tears, and the sister who's just a sweetheart and a half, and big brother Brock, who called in last night from Iowa State to talk to his brother and congratulate him on his decision and all that. Yeah, it's a real close-knit group. So just one family and what they're going through, it's been really interesting to see the process between Louisville and Florida State. And Chubba's going to make his announcement. It's his deal. That will be later today. I will say this on the recruiting front, through the years in Arizona, seen lots of players, and even back in California when I did this, the last 30 years. LOI day, you're going to hear a lot of coaches say we couldn't believe that he was there for any player. They're the greatest thing ever. This is the best class ever. I had the best meals ever. And a lot of times when you go back and look at classes, really it's 10 to 12 guys maybe that make it out of the 25, maybe. And sometimes it's less than that. Like Joey Yellen announced that he is entering the transfer portal over at ASU. A year ago, it was the biggest thing ever that ASU brought in 3 quarterbacks. Well, look at what's going on in the quarterback room now at ASU. Jaden Daniels locked in as the starting quarterback. They've had a decommitment at quarterback. Joey's name actually popped up around Florida State. So I'll be interested to see what happens on Letter of Intent Day later today with the transfer portal and all of that. Quarterbacks will come and they will go. I think if you look at the class here in Arizona this year, it's very deep, not just at quarterback, but you look at the running backs. Dede Hunter committed last night to go to Hawaii. Bijan Robinson, of course, is going to Texas. There will be people at Chandler High that will say Dede Hunter was the best running back in the state this year, that Bijan played against inferior competition. I would dispute that. Bijan Robinson has been here all 4 years. Dede Hunter came in last year. In my opinion, Bijan, best back in the state. It's not a slight, not a swipe. That's just the way that I see it. In terms of other sports stuff from last night that caught my eye, so let's just stick with some college football. So ASU loses Danny Gonzalez as their defensive coordinator. And this is not a bad thing. When coaches surround themselves with assistant coaches that are not being pursued by other colleges, that is not a good thing. You would like to have your coordinators being chased by other universities to become head coaches. You would like those coordinators to say, yeah, this is fine for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it may be. But when the opportunity comes, I would like to lead my own program. And that's exactly what happened with Danny Gonzalez. So he'll move on and they'll find a replacement. You know, Rob Likens was a different deal. They fired him. They bring in Zach Hill. Zach Hill's a relationship guy. I hear really good things about Zach Hill. And it'll be interesting to see how that works out in terms of finding a quarterback for ASU in this year's class. No matter what, every school will proclaim, we couldn't believe he was there. This is the greatest. Make it a great Wednesday.